I mean, waiting to buy your next book, and also helping spread the word to their friends and relatives that, you know, this book is out there and they ought to be buying it. So a lot of those things help. I actually have a couple of books in, I have an online bookstore, and I have a couple of books that include a lot of ways to distribute and, you know, get your self-published, either self-published or even royalty-published books. It's become a lot of the work of the author, even of a royalty book, to get their book out there and get it promoted. So, you know, those books like that that give you lots of creative ideas can be very helpful too.
Yeah, it's all about exposure and consistently talking to people about your book, and that's one of the things that most of us as writers, unfortunately, are reluctant to do.
Yeah, we don't like to toot our own horn, and but I guess you have to figure if you don't toot it, nobody else is going to. So
that's right.
And
that's
I've had writers writers who are good at it, you know, remind me that if you know, if you don't care enough about the message of your book to get it out there, then, you know, nobody else is going to. And, you know, why have you bothered to write it if you're not willing to let people know that it's there so that it will help them in whatever they're dealing with?
Now, Katie asked, how important is it for me to have a website or a blog?
Well, I think it's important. I hear a lot of writers say, well, as soon as I get this book published, I'm going to, you know, set up my website or start my blog. But editors are tending to think you need to do that while you're working on the book, to start building that potential readership and getting your name out there. And so I think it is very important and should be done as soon as you have something to say, I guess.
Yeah.
But just talking about the topic of your book or you know, something about the plot or whatever, just to get people interested and draw them in, will be very helpful in selling books and in selling your book to an editor, that they know that you have some online presence and are building up that reputation.
So blogging might be an answer for Jan here, who asked, what's the first step for a writer with no platform to begin to build a platform for their nonfiction book?
Yeah, I think, you know, whatever topic that nonfiction book is dealing with, you're writing it because you believe that someone needs to learn what you've learned or that you have something to say that is going to help them. So start talking about those things on the blog and offering tips or resources or just things that will draw people in that are struggling with whatever that particular situation happens to be, and giving them some answers. I think people are, you know, looking to blogs for answers and inside information and all those kinds of things that are going to help them deal with whatever their particular struggle happens to be.
And when, you know, we've gotten a number of questions here about some I would say politically incorrect kind of topics. Ginger says, I would like to speak to church audiences about a subject that's politically incorrect, homosexuality. What's the best way to word this to a pastor so that she's not immediately dismissed?
Well, I think the pastor's going to have to know where she's coming from on the topic. I mean,
sure.
What is the message that she has? Where is she coming from? What is her relationship to the topic?
Mm-hmm.
What qualifies her to speak on that particular topic? So, and sometimes it's a matter of, you know, rather than speaking to the whole church, you know, speaking to the women's group or the men's group or, you know, some interest group within the church. And then if that is successful, then perhaps expanding it to something for the whole church.
Yeah, no, that's good. And what Evelyn asked, what with all the e-book readers, how is marketing to traditional Christian publishers going to be affected?
Well, I wish I knew. I think we're all wishing we did.
Let's look into your crystal ball there, Sally.
Yeah.
How are you doing on that today? So.
Yeah, I think definitely, you know, things are changing, and the e-book thing is definitely catching on, and a lot of the publishers are realizing that and developing, you know, the e-book lines and putting some of their other books into e-books. I thought when e-books started that it was going to be something like the, you know, some of the old discs and the things that we have used over the years that have sort of come and gone. But definitely it seems to be catching on. And I thought, my first thought was that writers would never go for e-books. We like to have those books in our hand. But I find that writers and editors and agents are some of the biggest fans of e-books. So I think we're going to have a difficult time sort of predicting what's going to happen with that. But I think it's probably the future of publishing in a lot of ways, simply because of the much less expensive than, you know, developing a printed book. So.
It is. I still like the old printed book, though. So
yeah, I do too.
So the old guy here saying that. But I am not. Even though I sell e-books as well, I'm just not a big big e-reader kind of guy. So. I don't think we have to worry, though, do you, Sally, that printed books are going to be going the way of dinosaurs or anything here?
No, I don't think so either.
We want to make sure that the people listening to this call, either on the replay or if you're listening to it on the live teleseminar here, that you see that big button that's there that says about the Christian Writers Market Guide, and that you get your copy of the 2011 Christian Writers Market Guide because of all the new information and all the changes that are in there. And then also, you know, go to Sally's website and sign up to get on the regular list of people that subscribe to this market guide and get it every single year and mark it up and use the information that's in it year after year. What a terrific tool. And you work on this all year long, don't you, Sally?
Well, off and on, yeah. It takes about, you know, 4 months of day and night work up
wow.
to the deadline. But I'm always collecting all year. I'm collecting, you know, new publishers. And at this point, I have a good number of publishers I've never heard of contact me and want to know how they can get in the guide. So it's always a matter of, you know, tracking down those people and gathering the information and doing what it takes, sort of preliminary work to, when I get down to that last 4 months, to produce the final product.
Wow. What a huge effort, year after year after year, to do this and put it together. We really appreciate it, Sally. It's just, it's an amazing, amazing tool. Now, we haven't talked too much about children's books and children's literature. What can you tell us about that in the Christian market?
Well, there is you know, the children's books have a number of categories for those in the market guide. And I think one of the things that a lot of people tend not to recognize about writing for children is that you can't write books or articles or stories just for children. They have to be geared to a certain age group. And that's very often somebody will write a, you know, delightful story, but it, you know, maybe the plot is too old for the vocabulary or vice versa.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's important that you recognize the different areas. I mean, there are, of course, picture books. There are first chapter books. There are, I think I have a section for children's devotionals. Of course, there are magazines that use both fiction and nonfiction. Those Sunday school take-home papers tend to use, that's one of the best markets for short fiction, is the Sunday school take-home papers for both children and adults. That they all tend to have a short fiction story in them. And so it's, forgot where I was going with that sentence.
Well, that's okay. I mean, there's somebody who was asking, did Christian book publishers publish children's counting books, like with photos of agriculture, you know, for example?
Well, I think they like, you know, these days there's sort of the push to be green, and so they're wanting to have books that